Welcome back to another bonus episode of Scale Riders Podcast. Today's Wednesday, and these bonus ones here are just to get you through the week. We're getting close to the weekend, and you know, we got projects we're working on. We got to finish these up for these shows that are coming up. And at the same time, you know, sometimes during the week as we're working on all this stuff, we start to get kind of burned out and whatnot. But you know what? I'm here to help you guys get through this week and motivate you guys to work on some more stuff. And also just to kind of give you like an update of what I've been up to lately with staying busy with YouTube videos, a little bit working on my projects, and just hanging out and living life day by day. And then also making purchases, you know, and just acquiring things to introduce and show you guys of what's going on. So first things first, I want to let you guys know, if you guys are on YouTube and if you look up Scale Riders, please subscribe to the channel. Little by little, we're getting closer to the goal. I'm trying to reach 1,000 followers. We're like halfway there, like getting close to 600, but you know, I've been posting up more videos more often. I'm starting to get more familiar with it, more comfortable with it, and just brainstorming ideas of to making some short, cool little videos that you guys can see. And at the same time, we also have a Patreon page as well. If you like what we're doing and you want to support us, you can be a Patreon and help us out. There's some more exclusive content I'm documenting, and I'm putting it up on there as well. But yeah, let's talk about these new books that I just got. These are Gundam Pro Factory books. There's a book one and a two. I just acquired the book. First, I got book two because I had pre-ordered it many months ago. Finally got it in hands. And then I did notice that book one, which was out of print, they repressed it, went ahead and ordered that thing. So now I have both books. The difference between these books is on book one, it's more based on panel line technique. And when I mean panel line technique, just think of your model cars as the panel lines are in the car. Like, let's say if you need to cut around the doors, the trunk, the hood. And, you know, we have a scriber that's made by Bare Metal Foil, that company. And you can use that to scribe in your panel lines to make them deeper. In the Gundam world, they tend to create their own panel lines. So just think of a robot. When you see its arms, it's almost like it's so many tiny. They create all these lines that give you the illusion of a bunch of pieces of metal, like sheet metal, all compiled together to create the arm. When you buy these Gundams, obviously they don't come as detailed, but in this book, it teaches you this guy's method as to how he does his panel lining. And one cool thing is, when you're reading the book, he tells you, you know, I'm not trying to say like this is the correct way or the only way. This is my way. But if you like it and you want to acquire it and run with it, go for it. You know, so there's a lot of cool things this guy talks about. Very knowledgeable guy on here. I believe this artist, these are produced, and I believe he's from, he's Vietnamese, from what I've been reading and seeing on videos online. And I do follow him on Facebook as well. But these are, his company's Gundam Pro Factory. The second book, book two, is called Gundam Pro Technique. This one here basically just breaks it down from the process of building a Gundam from start to finish. But it's very similar to model cars. Very similar. The thing with this is it teaches you the basics and how to modify and how to paint. So it just, there's a lot of things that are clearly described in detail, step by step, with pictures, and there's also English. So it's not just in another language that we don't understand. Like, it's broken down pretty good. And you know what? From looking at it, it's English and Thai version. Sorry, I said Vietnamese, so sorry about that. But it's Thai, so he must be from Thailand. So, but yeah, these are the two books. Just got them. Highly recommend them. You know, if you guys are looking to where to order these, you can visit usagundamstore.com. They're based out of Florida, Miami. Sure, you can order those. They're still there. Get them before they sell out, because these books will definitely sell out for sure. You don't want to miss that one there. Another thing is a spray booth. I just recently acquired a new spray booth. This spray booth is made by Masters Airbrush. One of my homies that hit me up and was like, hey, this store has them. They're cheap. You know, you want me to get you one? And I was like, was looking for one, you know, because I want to paint indoors where I live right now. And since I've been kind of getting more and more into the Createx paint line, I figured, you know what, I need another paint booth to have it here, so then this way I can work on stuff here at home as well, when I'm not busy, when I have free time, you know. Because if not, then whenever I feel like painting, I have the opportunity, I have to drive like 40 minutes out back to where my parents live. So I would have to paint out there, and it gets tough, you know, to be driving back and forth. I already do that during a commute for work. So just to be able to just kind of head out there and paint, sometimes it gets tough, you know. You get burned out, because after a while, you know, you spend all this time prepping your model and stuff, and then painting it, but it's more just like from standing up so long from painting, I get tired, and then I have to drive 40 minutes back home. So it's quite a drag, but I try to just make that happen while I'm already out there when I'm working, you know, during the week. But let's say for weekends, sometimes I have a lot of free time. So I figured, why not, you know, work on these projects here at home on this Masters paint booth. One thing I like about the booth is that it's very tiny. It's pretty much like the size of like a toolbox once it's all assembled to put away, to store away. But when you're going to assemble it to use it, you know, it's like double the size, nothing too crazy. This thing could go on your kitchen table or even in your bedroom table and just have the hose running out into the window and through the walls. Not playing. But yeah, you have it through the window, and you know, all the fumes keep going out there, and it's all good. But with Createx, you won't really have to worry about that, because it doesn't have that crazy smell. So, you know, you could get away with that. But I'm happy I got the booth. It's clean. It's brand new. I'm going to be using this FBS paper that they sell with the tape attached. I'm going to cover this thing within paint, and then that way all whatever overspray lands on the plastic in the interior, I'll be able to crumple up that paper and just toss it, and then just, you know, add some more next session and go from there. I'm planning on getting some more Createx paint. It's very inexpensive, and they have a lot of cool colors, you know. So I seen at Hobby Lobby they got tons of colors and stuff. So I'm starting to slowly explore that line and just try to create more, you know, more samples of stuff, experiment with it, and just to try out new things. You know, I've been using a lot of House of Color and stuff. I love it, but I want to expand. You know, I want to have more stuff in the arsenal, more stuff in the toolbox, you know. So I'm gonna keep trying it out. I appreciate people commenting on a lot of the videos that I'm doing, and also some people giving me pointers on Createx stuff. that have been watching my videos on YouTube. A lot of the videos as of late that I've been posting is just kind of, I'm trying to do like a day by day thing of what I have in front of me, what I'm working on, you know, and just to kind of show you guys the kind of stuff I'm doing and the struggles, and also not only that, but if there's any, you know, success on it or whatever, just so you guys could kind of see the transparency of everything, you know, that I'm doing with this stuff, because it's a learning curve, and you know, I love learning, so I can't say that I'm like some expert in all this. No, I'm still learning it, and I know I'm gonna make mistakes as I go along, but that's the fun part, you know, learning. And And at the same time, once you make a mistake on something, it makes you improvise. And next thing you know, it comes out even better as you go with that. So, you know, if you guys enjoy the podcast, and, you know, when you're done listening to the episodes, if you have free time, and you might want to check out the YouTube channel, because during the downtime of the podcast, while we're waiting for a new episode to come up, then you know, staying busy with the YouTube content there, and just posting up videos. Another thing is, I want to shout out everybody out there who's participating in the dedicated magazine build off with the Riviera. This is their volume 3 coming out with this project that they're doing. And this is quite exciting. I was considering on, you know, participating in this one, but unfortunately I just can't, because of, I was just like looking at the dates, and I got a lot of stuff coming up pretty soon, especially with work. Since I work in the flower industry, we have like Mother's Day coming up, but there's a lot of, prep work involved right from the beginning of the month of May that gets really hectic, you know? So I have to make sure that, like during my free time, it's more going to be more like a resting time, and mentally getting prepared for those busy holidays. It's pretty much stretches out as a week, but mentally you have to prepare for what's coming, you know, it being like just hearing the phone ringing, questions, helping customers out, you know, the hectic, like it being hectic. Sorry, I can't even say the word, but it's all good. I mean, it's part of the business and I love it, but mentally I have to prepare for that. So, but other than that, I mean, it's really cool to see what they're doing, over at Dedicated Magazine, getting the community involved, everybody participating, on this. And I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to be completed with everybody that's participating. And I do have a 65 Riviera, and I'm like, oh man, I wanna do it, but I hate committing to something and then not delivering, you know, not coming through. And a lot of the times it's like, once I'd say like, all right, it's a go, or I'm in, you know, no turning back. But for this one, I'm gonna have to sit this one out, but I'm hoping the next one that I could definitely participate in that. We'll see what car. I mean, who doesn't love a 65 Riviera? You know, I mean, I love all 65 like cars, but I was just like, man, this would have been a cool one right here, you know, but I have to wait. I have to wait on this one. But shout out to Dedicated Magazine for holding it down with that. The build off, there's more stuff coming up as well. Coast Airbrush, the rendezvous, they're right around the corner. I mean, these classes are going to be going on at the end of May 31st to June 2nd. And my friend over at Pacific Coast Collision has been telling me, man, I want to take a class. And I was like, on the same boat as him, like, I want to take a class too, you know. What are you taking? I don't know. What are you taking? I don't know. You know, I want to take something. And I was a little hesitant. I was like, I don't know. I don't even think I could even go. I mean, it's not that far, but I was just thinking like, about getting the days off and all this stuff, the scheduling. But then the more I thought about it, the more I got hyped on it, you know, and the more I talked to people on Instagram that paint, they were like telling me what they're taking. And I'm just like, man, like, I just got like that push, you know, from everyone. So I talked to my friend and I was like, what are you going to take? Because I'm interested in the pinstriping and leafing class, you know. I have very minimal experience with that stuff. Like, I would be, like, just, like, new to it, you know. But then, and I was kind of thinking, like, nah, I don't think. I have a feeling people that are going to take that class are going to have already be experienced, you know. And they're just brushing up. They're just getting rid of the cobwebs and stuff, you know, and their skills, brushing up on it. But I was like, nah, I don't think I want to take that yet. Like, but I know for sure it's probably, I know if I take it, you know, I'll learn something, because you're following the teacher with what they're doing, following instructions. But I was like, man, I want to do like just something else, you know. And then my friend told me, well, I'm going to take the auto graphics / plotter class, you know, and because he's been working with a lot of motorcycle projects and graphics and stuff. So I was like, man, that'd be great. That sounds cool, actually. Like, I want to take that, you know. I took the Roundup class, which was the lowrider style. And now with this other class teaching you about textures, graphics, laying down, like, let's say decals that are cut out with the plotter, and then airbrushing around it and just designing this thing. I was like, you know what, that sounds really cool. Like, it's just like adding more to it, and I really want to learn, you know. I want to invest in myself. Just paying what you pay the tuition for this stuff is not bad at all, you know. You're basically being taught something that it took someone years to learn, you know, and they're breaking it down in 3 days. So I said, I'm going to do it, you know. I know in the future it'll pay off. And at the same time, this is part of my journey. You know, this is me getting to a point where I know in the future I'm going to have that opportunity to paint a car or paint a motorcycle or something, and I'm going to be ready, you know. I'm not in a rush. I'm just taking it day by day, you know, months, years, whatever it's going to take. But I do see it, and it's just going to, I already know that it's going to be one of those things that once I get there, I'm going to feel like, all right, I've done this before, you know, just because I'm mentally like thinking that, I'm picturing, visualizing myself doing it. And at the same time, it's like you're throwing it out there in the universe, and then you start to make it happen with all your actions and everything that's going on and stuff. But I don't know. I want you guys to kind of think about that. You know, it's one of those things, like, you see an event and you go, you know what, I want to win first place, or I want a place, or I want to get picked or something, you know, and you start to, you know, start planning that out. What should I do to stand out, or to make my car loud, or to get that kind of attention, you know? And then from there, if there's things that you haven't learned yet, then that's when you have to start to already, like, if you see a model car and you don't even know how to hinge doors or nothing, then, you know, start to visualize that car with the doors open and everything. And then you start to kind of see yourself visualizing yourself cutting the doors open and stuff, and hinging it. And even if you have like no clue as to how, you know, you can always ask your friends, you know. There can be thousands of model builders, you know, but I'm sure that if you connect with a few builders and you build a friendship and a relationship, you know, they'll help you out throughout your journey, you know. Next thing you know, you're going to be hinging, you're going to be cutting everything open, you're going to want to hinge everything, you're going to want to make like everything functional and stuff, you know? And that's one of the cool things about the model cars, that, you know, it's like you can love and appreciate everybody's work, but I know it's very tough to be able to like communicate with everybody and everything. But as long as like you have 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 10 friends, you know, that they're onto the same thing, and you guys communicate a lot and help each other out, little, you know, that's when you start your community right there. You know, it can be really small, and then little by little, more and more people come into it. And then next, you know, like you have a big community here, another one over there, and then they all kind of collide and connect. And now this thing gets bigger, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, you know? But yeah, like anything you do, you know, not just model cars, but pretty much anything you do in life, you know, you have a goal, just visualize yourself that you're going to do it, you know, and don't doubt yourself and just go for it. You know, it takes time though. Learn. I mean, the model cars is going to teach you patience and adapt that same kind of patience attitude into that as well. You know, but yeah, you have to have that drive. You want to keep learning. So many of you guys, if you have the opportunity, make sure you take and select a class you want to take at Coast Airbrush for this rendezvous that's coming up. And because a lot of these things, they're not here forever. You know, you never know, next year they might never do it again, or you never know, something always comes up. And while they're there, it's like, let's partake in them, you know? Another thing I want to let you guys know is that today I want to pick up some these like flyer cards, Scale Riders Model Car Culture Podcast flyer cards that I got done. And if you guys want one, please email me your address and I'll mail one to you. You know, I appreciate all the love and support that you guys have been giving me throughout this year and months leading up to now. I still trip out that, you know, it's been more than a year. Whenever I talk to my friends or meet people, you know, and I bring up the podcast and stuff, or to promote it, you know, and stuff, they always ask like, how long you been doing it for? And when I tell them, well, so far a year, they trip out like, man, a year, like, dang, like, and then they make me trip out. Now I'm like thinking about it, like, man, it's only 1 year, you know, like that's every week. That's a lot. But it's just cool knowing that you guys are out there supporting me and looking forward to these episodes. So it's the motivation that keeps me going with these shows. And it's been fun. It's been really fun during this journey. I know at some point I'm going to like go back on some episodes and listen to them and just like kind of see what was going on back then, you know, because there's always, you know, different events and stuff. And then just the conversations, the opportunities I had to, you know, interview artists and stuff. So that's always fun. You know, and it's always interesting talking to different people. And at the same time, I feel like it helps me to be more communicative with people and stuff. Not that I'm not, but it's just, I don't know. I just enjoy it. It's really a relaxing kind of thing, you know. I know like sometimes when I interview guests, this is like a lot of times it's the first time we're speaking on the phone. You know, for the most part, we'll message each other or text, but this is like, you know, or in person, you know, communicate. But for sometimes it's the first time we're speaking to each other, you know, over the phone. So it's always interesting. Like, you don't know. Honestly, I have questions and stuff, but I just like how the conversation is a bit freestyled, that, you know, it's just somehow it's up and running, and you know, And then we just go, and sometimes I don't want the, you know, I don't want it to end. Like, I want to keep recording and podcasting and stuff. But at the same time, I know that, you know, my guests, they're taking the time to be on here. You know, I don't want to take up too much other time as well. And I want to have them back on in the future and stuff. So it's always cool. It's like a cool introduction, where you guys can see where they're coming from. Get to hear about their accomplishments and stuff. Get to hear about, like, their mindset, their dedication, their enthusiasm, their drive, like all these things, you know. It's very, it inspires me from hearing it from different people. Because, I mean, each one of us, you know, we all have different drives, different goals and points of view. So it's always cool to hear and explore that from everybody, you know? So it's been cool. But yeah, like, going back to the postcards, if you guys would like one, I've been posting up some pictures on the Instagram. I'm going to do for sure a video to post up on YouTube as well in reference to that. But if you guys want to, you know, put one of these up in your shop and stuff, hit me up. And I will mail this to you. Email is scalewriters@gmail.com. So you can email me there. If not, you can also just send me a direct message on Instagram. And then just let me know that, you know, you're interested in getting one of these postcards. And I can mail that out to you just in case if you're in the area, or you know. Most likely we're going to see each other at a show. Just let me know. And I mean, I'm going to bring them out with me, you know, and I'll hook you up. Shout out to, Noco Scale Auto, H-Town Model Shop, Vision 124. You guys are the ones who pretty much inspired me and motivated me to get these, postcards. Cause I know that you guys have given me some in the past of your guys's, model cars and brand, you know, and I think it's a cool thing. And I have noticed that more on, like, YouTube and stuff with the community there. So, it was just something that I thought it was pretty cool that people put these cards in their shops and stuff. And I know, speaking with Noco, we were, going over everything, you know, and he was giving me some insight on it and help on it too. And one of my friends, Tony, Dream On, who I've met through Armando, he connected me with them and helped, the connection to make this happen. And we finally got the cards in today. It was really fast, fast turnaround. So really excited. And I mean, I want to get these to you guys that have been supporting me, you know, just to have them in your shop. And these are going to be the only ones that I printed. It's a really low run. I don't plan on printing any more with this design. I might do something else in the future. So these are just going to be really limited. And I just want, you know, you guys to have them as well. And if you see me at a show, just let me know and I'll hook you guys up, you know. But yeah, email me. It's scalewriters@gmail.com or support@scalewriters.com. Either one is fine, or the DM is cool as well. But yeah, I do have those ready to ship out. Another product I wanted to mention to you guys about is the Lumalight. Lumalight is a company that makes these really rad lights that connect to your spray guns, you know. I've seen them on being used on they make them for the LPH-80, the LPH-400. And I recently, the one I got was for the LPH-400. And the thing with that is, you know, when I started seeing their videos of people using them, I was kind of like, all right, well, like, is this a gimmick or what's going on with this, you know? Because I see a bunch of people using them. And normally when there's like a new product, you know, it can create some hype and people are either for it or some people can be against it, you know. And I'm always you know, I want to try out new products for myself, you know, even if someone tells me like, I don't really like it or it sucks or whatever, you know, I want to see it for myself. I want to try it out too. You know, we all have different opinions and different experiences. So I was like, you know what, I want to try it out. So, just from seeing, when I got to see it in person, and especially at the Roundup class, Armando Serrano talked about it, and he showcased one for us. And one of the things that stood out to me was the purpose of using it when you're clear coating. And it made a lot of sense, because you can be in a shop or in your bench and you have all this light in there, right? But then when it comes down to clear coating, even though it's lit up, it's still somewhat dark that you can't really even see the cover. Like, you'll see where you're covering, but you won't really be able to see like what areas you missed, you know, or what needs more. And when you use this light, pretty much you can right away visually see, you know, just from shining it over your clear, you know, that it's really wet. It looks nice coverage. And at the same time, if you go overboard, you're going to see it there, that it's already like dripping and whatnot. And, so it made a lot of sense to me, you know, the purpose of that light. But to me, it was more about the clear coat, because the clear coat is, very important. That's the last final piece that pretty much seals up your model car, all your work, all the months, hours, and minutes of your work is all going to be contained underneath that clear coat, you know. And you don't want to just like bang out a terrible clear coat, and but underneath that it's a beautiful art piece, and it got ruined with the clear coat, you know, or you know, there just wasn't enough clear on one corner or whatever, whether it's, you know, the model car, a real car, a skateboard, any objects, you know, this thing is pretty universal. You could use it. So I did get mine for the LPH 400, and it's still, I'm so stoked. It's dope. And I want to record a video. That's one of the things that I want to show you guys, is I want to do a video of installing it. I want to, you know, you guys to see me putting this thing together, and then just spraying and just doing my thing on a project. Because there's a lot of videos out there and stuff, but then I feel like I hate it when I can't find a video that's about something that I'm doing right there and then that I want to learn, you know? So, like for example, back then when I was looking up House of Color videos and stuff, I was so clueless of how to mix the paint and everything. And I didn't really, you know, I didn't want to bother people to like teach me and stuff. I just kind of was wanting to do it on my own and stuff. But I mean, I did bug the hell out of H-Town Model Shop for sure, you know. But I felt bad, but hey, he's a homie, he came through. But other than that, I was like, man, how am I gotta figure this out. So everything I was finding was for 101 scale cars, but it's almost like they skipped a step, you know. It was just kind of like, all right, we're going to mix this paint with this paint. And the next thing you know, all right, we're going to spray now. And I'm like, wait, what? Like, what happened here? You know, there was always like some element that was missing. So now I was kind of thinking like, all right, I want to do those videos where it's focusing on stuff that has not been made, you know, that I want to learn, that another modeler would want to know as well, you know. And kind of going back to like that Gundam book, it's like, I'm not trying to say like this is the correct way or whatever. All I'm trying to show you guys is like, this is the way I do it, and it's been working for me. And if it is, and you guys want to try it out, see if it works for you too. And if you'd like it, then just run with it, you know? So yeah, it's one of those things that I'm having fun with on the videos. I do want to, the only thing that bothers me is probably just the quality, and also not having like an extra person filming it, you know. All these videos, I'm just kind of doing them on my own with my cell phone, putting it kind of in a selfie position where it feels weird, but hey, I got to do them. And then from there, it's just kind of going in into whatever's in front of me, the subject that I'm going to be talking about, you know, and just going from there. So it it's cool. Like it's fun. I'm enjoying it, and I appreciate all the love and comments that people leave on there. I try to reply and give thanks to everybody, but sometimes it's just tough, you know. It's just tough to be going on there all the time. I tend to go on there when I'm gonna post on the Scale Writers account, but then when I'm on my other like YouTube accounts, it's just to watch videos and stuff, you know, just to kind of unwind and whatnot. But other than that, it's been cool. I've been working on a 68 in Caprice. That's going to be a car replica that will be the goal is to have that complete to take that out to Japan this year for Moon Eyes event 2019 that's coming up. So that's one of the cars in the works. As far as all my other cars that I was working on with the chop tops and whatnot, I haven't even picked those up. Like I was messing with this wagon, this Merc wagon that I was messing with, but then I just kind of put it away. It was getting a little frustrating, just sanding resin and whatnot. And it's just one of those things, you know, you gotta put it away. You can't force it or whatnot. And I just wasn't in the mood. So I was trying to do something while I'm not in the mood, and it's like, nah, you don't want to do that. So I just kind of put it off. And then all the other cars, I just kind of put those down too for now, just letting them be. And this way I can focus on some other stuff and then come around back to it as well, you know? But other than that, I mean, I've been just kind of reading and watching a lot of videos. The Live at Five by Coast Airbrush has been really cool. A lot of great videos, a lot of awesome information coming out of that. At this point, priority number one for me, as far as like a build and stuff, it's going to be that 68 Caprice. That thing is like a priority for Japan to have that done. You know, that's like on the top of the list. After that, then follows all the other like custom Mercs and stuff that I chopped. The Ford shoebox. Like, then those projects come up, you know. I have painted some stuff. This deer that I have, I taped it out and stuff, and I started laying some candy on it and whatnot. And I'm digging the way it's coming out, you know, but at the same time, I feel like I need to step out of my comfort zone, because pink, the color pink and the color purple, I love those colors. Like, I love them, you know, but I'm noticing a pattern is that I'm starting to use those colors a lot. Again and again and again and again, and it's just gonna become one of those things where it's too repetitive, I'm too comfortable, and then when I put all these pieces together, it's like the same thing, you know. And I need to kind of mix it up and kind of step away from that combination, because or else I feel like I'm just gonna get stuck and I'm not gonna progress. So I need to switch that up. I need to start using other colors with these panels and things that I'm painting, just to see what else is out there, you know. And but yeah, it's just about getting away from my comfort zone when it comes down to those things. But we'll see what's up, you know. But that's just the way I'm feeling right now with it. But it's been fun. I mean, I love my LPH-80. I love using that thing. I love using the FBS tape. You know, I water products. You can't go wrong. Like, that stuff's so dependable and it works great. The LPH 400, like, man, I love that thing. Like, all I need now, I mean, I'm happy with the fish. I filter my regulators, Now I have them all. It's all unlocked. The only other upgrade that's going to have to happen in the future, not anytime soon, but in the future, is going to be upgrading the 3M PPS system from the version 1 up to the version 2, the 2.0. And the reason why I went with the 1.0 at first when I bought the kit and stuff was just because I wanted to see the functionality of the part 1. To really kind of understand it. I know the 2 was already out, but I was like, let me stick with the 1. Let me see what the 1's about. You know, I kind of want to use it, get the experience of it. And then when I upgrade to the 2.0, I want to know the difference. You know, I think everyone says that they love the 2.0 version. So I'm just thinking like, by the time I get that, I'm going to appreciate the 2.0 a lot, you know, like versus the first one, you know. A lot of the times things just get better. You know, there's some subtle changes, but they make a big difference. So I want to experience that, you know. So then this way, if somebody ever asks me, what do you recommend, the 1.0 or the 2.0? By then, it should be a better way of answering that, you know, because now I will have some like experience and an opinion on both the version 1 and the version 2, you know. This will come down later in time. Right now I still have a bunch of liners from the first version, so, and they're usable, and everything's cool, everything works great, so I don't need to toss any of that stuff away or nothing. I just need to work it. Once I run out, then I get my new adapters and get the 2.0 and go from there. And then I'll let you guys know about it, you know. I'll start raving about it. But other than that, guys, make sure you stock up on your tools, your sanding sticks, sanding pads. If you're running low on model kits, make sure you hit up the hobby shops, pick up some models and stuff, brainstorm, clean your models. You know, I know we open these things up every time, but take the time to appreciate it and cleaning them up, you know, and then start layering that primer and just go slow. Don't go crazy, like fast, like just kind of have fun with it and make all your modifications and everything that you want to do to that car before any paint is laid, you know. Just have that thing primered up, ready to go. Don't rush it. And then just, you know, take your time with the paint job and you know, show the progression. Show people what you got going on. This is just gonna motivate people and bring more awareness to this hobby that you love. But just have fun. And I just want to thank you guys for listening again. This was the Scale Riders bonus episode. I'm your host, 65 Lokes. I hope you enjoy this week. And also coming up on the next episode, my guest, Armando Serrano, pretty excited. So tune into that as well once we have it up and live. All right, guys, peace out.